Hey, it's Mahoney, and I have a favor to ask of you right now. If you're listening to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or the Google Play Store or the radio.com app, whatever platform it may be, please go rate us and leave a review. It will help us immensely right now while we're all on home quarantine. We really appreciate it, and thank you guys so much for listening. You're the best.
So we've all been through it, right? I mean, if you're in a relationship and you've been in a relationship for a long time, what's something that you and your significant other have gone through and yet somehow you made it through? Because, Ian, you were talking about this. You and your girlfriend have a great relationship and you've been together for how many years now?
Coming up on 8 years this mm-hmm. October. Ooh. I'm mm-hmm. probably wrong with that. I just wanted to sound confident. I have no idea. I think it's 8.
10 years.
Yeah, 15. But yeah, great relationship, Dave. But we have encountered some issues over those 8 years.
Yeah, what stands out to you as one that really has been surprising that maybe you guys made it through it, right? Because there's certain times in a relationship, and maybe it's earlier on and everything else, where you know you're just kind of you're trying to decide if this one's real, and then eventually you realize that it is. But there's some moments where you're like, I'm kind of surprised we made it through that.
Yeah, again, Dave, echoing what you said, there are those moments where you're like, is it really worth it? You know, I've invested 8 years into this relationship, and you go and pull something like that. Just this last weekend, my girlfriend and I were actually out, and we were, peacefully marching, doing, you know, what we need to do to get our message out and let people know we're standing in solidarity with them and the fight. And we were there a little late, so we were there when things did start escalating. And at one point, there were rubber bullets that were shot in the direction of us. No one was hit. Everyone was okay. But of course, people started running. And my girlfriend decided to bolt away from me as fast as she could. She ran away from me.
You.
She
respect.
Didn't grab me and say, hey,
respect.
Let's go. She just bolted. And next thing I know, she's halfway down the block. And like, there's a stampede of people, and she just keeps running. And I'm literally standing there, like, just, what are you doing? And she, I had to go and get her. So we had a nice long conversation about that. And she was like, baby, I was just trying to make sure we were safe. And I'm like, you're the one who ran away.
Do you want to hear one that's maybe worse than that? Oh, Sarah please. Said one time my now husband freaked out because there was a car that he thought was driving towards us, and he pushed me in between the car and him. He did apologize what? Because he freaked out, but he thought this car was barreling towards him, and so he pushes his fiance to act as
a ghost. No. It's off. Engagement off. You use me as a human shield, dude. That is not okay.
I mean, I would be disappointed if my wife didn't use me as a human shield. Look how big I am. I'm like, yeah, you can hide behind me.
No, but the thing is that you would just feel the push, and you would just sense the betrayal. Like, you wouldn't move anywhere. Like, you would just feel
it. What are you doing? God knows I am.
The Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So every relationship, at least ones that last a long time, have been... They've been through it to a degree, right? I mean, there's certain things that I'm sure that you've done that you're not proud of over the years. And there is certainly people that have had their significant other do things that they aren't proud of either. Effin Stefan over on Twitch, who is watching along today, he said, my wife had to pick me up from police custody a few times from drunken nights out while she was 9 months pregnant.
Oh, so she's not doing him dirty. He did her dirty.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I want to know what those conversations were like afterwards whenever she picked you up. She was just sitting there, probably driving.
Oh,
that
so,
big old baby
so
belly
angry.
Just staring you down.
Just
waiting.
That look, that the icy cold look when you get in the car. Just like, really? Mm-hmm. And then just nothing. Radios off, mm-hmm. driving home in silence. This one is pretty serious. Heather said, we lost our first child together, and now, thankfully, have a healthy 9-month-old rainbow baby. It's a very hard thing, and we made it through it together, which, I feel you on that one, Heather. I mean, my wife and I, we had a miscarriage as well. It's a tough thing to go through. It really is. It doesn't make sense, and you feel responsible, and it's like, is there something that we did and everything else? It's tough. This one is on a lighter note. Tara said, was having a wonderful 4th of July weekend, and this is in 2015, and we were out at the lake, and we were jet skiing, and my boyfriend didn't realize that I fell off the back of the jet ski, and it took him 20 minutes to come find me treading water.
treading water?
Whoa.
That's scary.
Yeah, that's scary, man. I mean, you're sitting out there. I mean, there's boats whizzing by and everything else. Like, how do you not realize that he's just having the time of his life?
I'm going to the bottom. I'm going to the bottom.
Did he not feel her just not holding on anymore? Did he not see her legs
you're,
not
it's a different
on the...
mindset when you're on a jet ski, though, man. You're just in that
got
zone.
Got those Oakleys on. In your own world.
us guys are so awful. Shirley said, my husband one time accidentally caught me on fire. We were camping, and he was using lighter fluid to get the fire to go, and he accidentally sprayed my leg and caught me on fire.
Oh, my God. Did you have to, hopefully you were able to put it out quickly.
She didn't say anything about any serious injuries, but she did say that I've never let him live that down.
This is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. On X107.5.
So people go through it in relationships, but what is the most significant thing that you and somebody that you have been with have made it through, at least for the time being? Maybe you're not still together. Brian said, I broke up with my girlfriend over the phone. Then she showed up at my front door to get a reason. I knew I made a mistake in that moment, and we've been together for 21 years, married for 15 this year.
She said, ding dong, what's up?
Yeah. That's a bold move, but it worked.
Tell me why. Tell me why. Why? Why?
I love to my that. Face. Say it to my face.
I mean, yeah, I love the persistence. I don't know, man. Like, can we break up over text these days?
Not if you've been in a relationship.
Hey, I'm socially distancing, Audrey. Like, I mean, I'm thinking about people who are out there who are trying to do their part socially distancing. Andy brings up one, how my wife did me dirty. He says, I did her dirty, but I did not. She did me dirty. He said, if Mahoney's wife can stick with him after he totally let her take the fall for clogging the toilet in the hotel, they can work through anything.
Right.
I did not. She did not
you
take
did.
The fall.
You did.
Yes, you did.
You definitely
I
did.
Took the fall. Yeah. I took the fall. I had to call down there and say it was me when it was not me.
Oh, that's right. You're right. You're right. She's the one that blew it up. So
that's right. And I was like, but then I was the one, like, I called down. I tipped the maintenance worker, you know. But also, can we just keep plungers in, you know, hotel bathrooms? Is it that hard?
They're not that expensive.
Keith said, I was dating this girl in high school, and I swear I was in love, head over heels. Could not believe how awesome she was. Took her to the Vans Warped Tour, and she straight up ditched me to go be a groupie to Yellow Card and hooked up with the drummer that night, and that was the
drummer.
End of our relationship.
Not even the, like, the guitarist?
Or the violin player?
The violinist.
Yeah, could have been the violin player. She banged the dancing guy from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Yeah.
Come on.
Devin said,
at least the lead singer's name is Dickie.
Devin said, I was just getting on my feet when I was in my early 20s, started dating this girl, brought her over to this house that I had just bought. She was trying to make things sexy, lit a candle, and burnt down the entire brand new house that I had just bought. Hashtag doesn't matter, got laid. Can respect that, Devin.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
Weren't ready for that 30-year mortgage, were you?
That's right.
Earmuffs. Cover your ears.
So this is one of our favorite games that we like to play here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. These are all popular songs that you've heard many times over the years. The question is, can you figure out what they are? And the reason why it's difficult is because they're covered, obviously, and then they're uploaded online. And some of the interpretations are rather difficult to figure out. So, Mahoney, you versus Audrey once again today. You guys can ring in by raising your hand, but we'll let the full 30 seconds play out. I would just ask that both of you have even just an inkling of honesty about you, or you don't ring in just for the sake of ringing in, thinking that you'd be able to figure it out. Only ring in when you actually feel like you know the answer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mahoney?
Fair enough.
Okay, here we go with song number one. There is a total of three. We do have a fourth bonus song if needed. Best of luck to you both.
I ain't abiding your apathy. I'm going to learn you my philosophy. You want to know about atrocity, atrocity. I know you want what's on my mind. I know you like what's
All right, Mahoney, you rang in early on that one. I will say that not really that bad. I mean, like if there was some band doing that at a local bar that I was at, I wouldn't hate it.
Better than
wouldn't
the original.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Really? Better than some of the reunion tours. We can say that for sure.
That was Stone Temple Pilots of Vaseline.
You get a half point. It's not Vaseline. That's sex type thing. Not Vaseline.
Same thing.
No,
same
it's not. No, they're same two different songs. They're two
same
different
thing.
Songs.
Same thing.
So you get a half point.
Half point. Woo!
All right, here we go. On to number two. Good luck. Come on, Audrey. Anyone want to ring into that one?
No,
I'm giving her the first choice. I mean, this is
oh,
I know. So I've known both of these songs and the words, but I can't think of the title or the band name. So I'm gonna have to defer to Mahoney.
That would be Harvey Danger and Flagpole Sitar.
Flagpole Sitar.
That was a full point. A full point for Mahoney.
Audrey's pissed.
Was that a one man band, Ian?
No, there was five members in that band, and Flagpole Sitta, they needed a babysitter because they were just a bunch of kids all alone. In a
bunch of kids. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Audrey, you have no points. Mahoney, you have 1.5 points. But, Audrey, you can still win. So if you get a full point on these next two, you'll actually win. But Mahoney gets anything here, and he is going to get the victory. All right. Here we go.
I guess
it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like me.
Yeah.
But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play. I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up off the floor.
That was so romantic.
Nope.
Audrey. Nothing?
Audrey!
No.
There's multiple answers here. There's multiple answers here.
I hate myself too. I don't even know. I don't even know.
Take it away, Mahoney.
The two greatest musicians of our time, George Michael and Fred Durst.
No way. That was
pretty beautiful. Yeah. That was a really good one. That was really good.
What the?
Audrey, I'm gonna float one more your way here. Okay, one more.
What the heck?
Let's come on. Something. Mahoney already wins, but come on. Audrey, for redemption?
It was either Smash Mouth or the Cranberries, I guess?
Yeah, but it's Smash Mouth.
That actually kind of works.
It does.
It did. Perfect.
I sort of liked that. I kind of mad
that threw
it.
Me. Yeah. That threw
me. Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So J.R. Smith is a basketball player, a former NBA player who is a huge dude. He beat up a man who was allegedly damaging his truck during the protest in Los Angeles. Of course, you guys probably saw the video of this. J.R. Smith is an enormous individual, and there was somebody, and we talk about this all the time here on the show, absolutely have nothing but respect for people that are out there peacefully protesting, have very little tolerance for people that are going to damage property, and for the people that are trying to hurt other individuals, no compassion whatsoever. But the person that is sitting here messing with this guy's car had no idea whose car he was messing with, was just going around trying to torch everything. And all of a sudden, you just see J.R. Smith come barreling into frame and The guy that was messing with his car was a little dude, and J.R. Smith just plows right into him, knocks the guy to the ground, gives him a good kick in the ass when he's getting up, and then the guy tries to, like, lunge at J.R. Smith, not realizing what's going on, and then, pow, takes one right to the kisser, and that punch, like, lifted the guy off of the ground. And, yep. and threw him into the side of his SUV, and then he takes off running. So, look.
J.R. Smith, 6 foot six, and probably 265 pounds.
As a but grown like
pure
man.
Muscle.
But built, yeah. So, yeah.
I just wish he had that kind of attitude in the NBA playoffs, Dave.
Right, yeah, it would be nice.
Sam's got Bron another ring.
Samsung has released a $2,000 vertical TV. Have you guys seen this? They say it's a rotating TV. It's going to go on sale in the U.S. and the U.K., and the television rotates between landscape and portrait orientation so that you can use the screen to watch mobile content from your phone, which seems a little bit extra to me. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but if I'm watching something on my phone, very rarely do I go, well, I need to see this on a 65-inch television or something. But they say that you're able to scroll through social media, but for example, if you want to do, I mean, I get why this would be cool if you had a business, right? I mean, if there's videos that are shot in landscape like they are many times now, whether it's for Instagram or TikTok or a lot of the other popular apps that are out there. Yeah, I mean, I get why Samsung would make this. It's just not for me.
I mean, they're trying to target millennials because obviously there's more programming, be it with Instagram Live or with TikTok or Facebook Live, that is all coming in vertical. So they think that people are going to push it to their TVs, which I just vehemently disagree with. I don't think they're two different things. Like when I'm watching stuff on my phone, I'm watching it on my phone. When I'm watching stuff on my computer, I'm watching it on my computer. Or when I'm watching stuff on my TV, there's very little crossover that would warrant a $2,000 rotating TV. Also, like, how do you decorate for that? You know, because you got to have like symmetry on your wall. So right. like if you got those little wall sconce things on there, like do those rotate when you rotate it with them?
Yeah,
it's just going to throw the feng shui of my living room all off.
Yeah, I mean, we
don't want a laugh love photo that you have.
Yeah, where am I going to put it? My gather here signs.
How am I even going to know that family gathers here, Mahoney? I mean, you're right. I mean, you are correct to be worried about your sconces. That is a serious thing.
It's very important. It's
very important.
If your feng shui is off in your house, you know, it's never going to be a good day.
Ian, you're the cat expert around here. You've got multiple cats walking around your house right now. What about this? Robotic cats being made to be companions for isolated seniors during the pandemic, which seems interesting. Why not just real cats? I don't know.
Yeah,
but they invented a robotic cat to keep seniors company who are isolated during... I mean, can you imagine if you are... Let's say that you're a senior citizen and you are 90 years old and you're thinking about how your life is going to go. Did you ever think, okay, when I'm in my golden years, the sunset of my life, I'm going to be sitting in a room, isolated, being kept company by a robotic cat while I watch the world while I watch the world melt down on Facebook? You're like, God, man, I was born in such a weird time, but it's a real thing. So, I mean, look, if it actually gives people comfort, then great. Yeah. I don't know, though. I mean, robotic cats seem pretty cold to me.
It's a little creepy. I did some research into this particular company, and Ageless Innovations puts out Tabby Cat. They call it an interactive companion. It looks like a furry suit. Like, it's a strange looking robotic cat. So I don't know. Maybe these seniors are going to get freaky after a little bit.
We often talk about AI and robots becoming self-aware and Judgment Day eventually happening. So why would we build a robot of the one thing that has so much disdain for humans in general that wants us all dead? So we are just setting up our own downfall with these robot cats. That's what's going to do in the human race. It's not going to be COVID. It's not going to be any other crazy unrest. It's going to be robot cats is what wipes out the human race.
Brett over on Facebook said, because real cats will eat the senior citizens if they die and nobody will know. So, he's not wrong.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5. X107.5 presents Radio.com's Salute to Seniors.
So a lot of seniors across the Las Vegas Valley probably didn't have their graduation go exactly as anticipated. And you know what? That stinks, but it's okay. And there's parents from around the Las Vegas Valley that are going out of their way to give a shout out. And that's exactly what this is. Just a salute to another senior, Olivia Church. Congratulations to you. I couldn't be any happier or more proud of the accomplishments. To the both of you, you truly are heroes to Dad. So, Olivia Church, congratulations to you as you graduate this year. Parents obviously want to give you a shout-out. It's all brought to us by our friends over at Blue Apple Electric. Not a bad apple in the bunch. Need a local electrician? You can call one at 702-793-2800.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So, guys, we've heard about a lot of things that have been canceled as a result of the 2020 and the coronavirus pandemic. And now, sadly, it has really hit home for all of us because... Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett have had to move their tour to 2021. So,
oh, yeah. Just devastating.
I mean, what a lineup, though. I mean, it's a stadium tour, so the scheduled dates were supposed to take place all over the country, obviously, and they're not going to be doing that now. They say they are going to be doing the North American stadium tour dates in the summer of 2021, though. So should you be excited about that show, which, good for you if you are. Not my cup of tea.
Joan Jett, I like Joan Jett, you know. I feel like Joan Jett would be cool, but the rest, I'm just like, I don't want to sit
just imagine
and Motley Crue to see Joan Jett.
How many bandanas would be in the crowd? Like, and
who
how many,
opens
like,
that
blinged
show?
Blinged out jeans. And
yeah,
cowboy
who
boots.
Does open that?
Who opens and who headlines? Because you got Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett. I mean, Poison's definitely not headlining, right? Can anyone name three Poison songs? Not a chance,
talk
right?
Talk Dirty to Me. Talk yeah. Dirty to Me.
The theme from Rock of Love.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, Poison's not headlining.
Poison's not headlining.
Joan Jett, I mean, I feel like Joan Jett's only got...
Every Rose Has Its Thorn, MD, Gun MD on Twitch said. Yeah, I forgot about that
one. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's got to be their biggest song. That's got to be their biggest song, right?
Joan Jett's only got one song, though, right? I mean, as far as the big hits go, I mean, there's like a song for Joan Jett.
I Love Rock and Roll, Crimson and Clover, I Hate Myself for Loving You, and I think that's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm shocked that you got three there. That's pretty good. Def Leppard, I feel like Pour Some Sugar on Me alone is kind of like almost enough. Man, you know what? This tour sucks. I'm mad they rescheduled it. I can't even
Pour
three
Some
songs.
Sugar on Me? Isn't that Warrant?
No, that's Def Leppard.
No, that's
Def Leppard. Cherry. I'm thinking Cherry Pie. I'm thinking Cherry Pie.
Yeah,
I get all my hair metal bands confused.
Now you're getting your strip club songs messed up, is what it is.
Foolin'. Wait, that's a good one too. I like that one.
So Kim Kardashian and Kanye West say that they're going to sue their ex bodyguard for $10 million, and
the Paris robbery one.
So I don't know if he's the guy that's he was a different guy, right? This guy's name is Steve Stanilis. He went on the Hollywood Raw podcast a few weeks ago, and they say he made false and defamatory statements about Kanye West specifically and the ridiculous rules that Kanye had for his bodyguards. Like, they had to walk 10 paces behind him on city streets, and claimed he got angry if Steve blocked a paparazzi shot, because obviously, even though Kanye pretends like he hates the paparazzi, who are we kidding? He also called Yeezy the moodiest and neediest celebrity who's ever hired him, which is
something. You got to list the other celebrities who have hired you, though. Like, I mean, you can't just say if he's the only celebrity that's ever hired him, then of course he's going to be the moodiest and neediest. Obviously, my guess is he's never worked for Barbara Streisand.
Yeah,
if Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, if he'd worked for
Gordon Ramsay's needy. I don't. I feel like Gordon Ramsay handles his own ish. I feel like Simon Cowell is needy.
David Spade is needy. And do you remember that story about David Spade? Oh, my God. David Spade got tased by one of his assistants. No, he did. One of his assistants got so mad at David Spade because he was such a bitch to him that he pulled out a stun gun and blasted him. I mean, like, you got to be mad at somebody. Yeah.
I don't know, man. You kind of got to be a if you're going to tase somebody, don't tase David Spade.
Just kick him.
I would just kick his ass. Is that what you said?
You just kick him. He's
yeah, if you're that mad, fight him. Yeah. If you're that mad,
punt him.
And finally, the guy that was on the Bachelorette, his name's Chad Johnson. He was a creep on that show. They booted him off, and then he decided he was going to come back. And just to really further the fact that he's a creep, he's decided that now he is he's going to go porn house hunting with Hulk Hogan's son. So they were spotted looking for houses in Las Vegas, and Tana Leah is an adult film star, I guess, that is now dating Nick Hogan. I don't know like how this all pieces together, but I guess Chad is saying that they're looking for the perfect porn palace. So they're looking
He looks like that Candy Get Man guy. Do you know who I'm talking about? From like Australia? Mm-hmm. He looks like he's like the Candyman guy is basically the bondage version of Dan Bilzerian. And this guy, this
oh,
Chad
he
guy,
does, yeah,
exactly
yeah, that guy,
like
yes,
him.
the other Lord douche on Instagram, yeah, yep, no, yeah. You're exactly right.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that Nick. I thought Nick Hogan was still in like prison for didn't he like murder
he
killed his
yeah.
well, not,
he,
friend
he
while
murder,
he was drunk driving.
I mean, he killed his friend unintentionally. Well, but he did while he was drunk driving. But I think he got out a couple of years ago because I remember us covering that story. But
I haven't heard much about Nick Hogan.
Yeah, that Chad Johnson and Nick Hogan are hanging out with, you know, trying to find a porn palace in Las Vegas. You're like
a porn palace.
Doesn't it just seem creepy? Like, why do you got to call it a porn
seems,
palace?
It seems a little like festering, like the
like
pool. You might not want to get in it.
Yeah, you just get a bunch of weird rashes if you go over there.
So. Change the words of change the letters of condominium around, or it should be a condominium.
Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. Mahoney. I got a question for you. I know that you're a big history buff, and I want to ask you, let's say you could go back in time and relive one historical moment. What moment would you like to see?
Message deleted.
Oof, that I would like to see? I mean, because this gets really dicey once you start going back, like, too far, right?
Yeah. It's always like somebody getting beheaded by a guillotine, you know?
I think I would go back if let's say I get to go back and spend like a week in that time frame. I would go back to like when the Berlin Wall came down because stuff was still pretty cool. Cocaine was still really cheap, and
cocaine was still cheap.
The '80s were could have you know like the late '80s, early '90s. It was a good time, man. I would have balled out.
Hasselhoff was balled there. Out.
Yeah. Hasselhoff was always there.
Oh.
Yep. By the way, Mahoney just did that thing with his nose. So you can always tell people that have done coke in the past because anytime they talk about coke, they always rub their nose because the nose starts itching.
The memories come back.
Yeah.
Too fat to do coke. I'll have a heart attack these days.
Dave, how would you do if you had to homeschool your kids? Would you have Mahoney over to help, maybe make him his teacher's assistant?
Message deleted.
Yeah, Mahoney would be great at that. Now, I would suck at it, too. Thankfully, my wife is really good and patient and can handle that sort of thing. But me, like I really do feel for the parents that have like eighth graders during this quarantine time because I'm like, I really don't think I can do eighth grade math. I'm pretty sure that it would be...
Teenagers in general.
It'd be fairly embarrassing, and you know they would mock you.
I can handle eighth grade math, because you're still only dealing with algebra at that point. It's just like once you get to trigonometry, I feel like that's where things get really dicey. I would not want to be a home teacher. Like that is not in my repertoire of skills that I think I would be good at. So you know, I feel like you know having like you're if you have a good teacher, they are worth their weight in gold. And I feel like a lot of people who have had their kids home for an extra amount of time and who have been going through schoolwork with them have, maybe shifted their stance on certain things when it comes to the educational process.
Oh, no. I mean, there's no question that during this time for a lot of parents, at least that I've seen talking about it on social media, they have a whole new respect for teachers and coaches and people that do actually help them raise their kids, right? Because, like, it's tricky when all of a sudden all of that support system is gone and the kids are with you all day, every day, as opposed to, you know, being able to send them off to school and they're there for 8 hours, you know, and then they come back educated, you know, like, that's a big thing, man.
And if they get all screwed up, like, at least I can lie to myself and blame it on somebody else. Right. And I was like, they were with it was just they took the
crappy
wrong
teacher,
path.
Bad teacher.
I should have homeschooled them. I should have. Mm-hmm.
And that's just your kids you're dealing with too. They deal with your kids and then some.
The fact that they have a class of 30 kids and still trying to figure it out, it's amazing.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so when I left 3 years ago, you guys were number one on the morning show. You 2 years in a row, I believe, maybe even three. Have you heard the morning show?
Message deleted.
What?
What?
What is she talking about?
I mean, are you talking about winning winning like best of the city? Because we did that a couple times. Yeah. And then they won it 2 years in a row, and then they got rid of the award.
Yep.
Of you guys?
Yes.
I think so.
They're legitimately. The people in Las Vegas have decided this steaming turd is the best in the city. Cancel it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Carol Baskins now owns Joe Exotic's zoo. And, of course, we're going to take this opportunity to play some Joe Exotic, I Saw a Tiger, even though, you know, it's not him singing.
'Cause I saw a tiger, now I understand. I saw a tiger, the tiger saw me.
Just a reminder, that guy's dead, and Joe Exotic stole all his music. But Carol Baskins now has won $1 million judgment against Joe and his mom from many years ago. She never got the dough, according to the documents. The judge said that Joe's transfer of the zoo land to his mother and Jeff Lowe was fraudulent, so now the judge is granting Carol control of the land to satisfy the $1 million judgment from the old trademark lawsuit. Carol Baskin is an evil husband killer, from what I can ascertain from all of the programming that we've seen. However, Jeff Lowe is somehow, even if she did feed her husband to tigers, Jeff Lowe is somehow a bigger douche. So the fact that he's losing the zoo that he is trying to profit off of right now, and it's going to Carol Baskins, I ain't mad. See you later.
Did you see Jeff's clap back at Carol Baskins, though? He said, "We have long anticipated the judge would eventually undo the 2016 land transfer. We are thankfully he dragged out the decision and this long and allowed us time to complete the new Tiger King Park in Thackerville, Oklahoma, behind the world's largest casino." And then he said, considering Carol spent approximately $2.5 million chasing her $1 million judgment, we congratulate her on her new acquisition of 16 acres in rural Oklahoma. The possibility of human remains being buried on this land should make her feel right at home. Oh, so I hate that dude, but that was funny. When I read that, that made me laugh. That did. It really tickled me. I was like, oh.
Please got her. Got her. After the tone.
Carol Baskin, you bitch.
Message deleted.
So Lenny Dykstra has sued his former teammates and current Mets commentator Ron Darling for defamation. The suit arose out of a claim that Darling's then recently published autobiography alleged that Lenny Dykstra shouted racial slurs at Dennis Boyd before he took the mound in the World Series game. Lenny Dykstra lashed out at Darling over denying it ever happened and then filed suit. Then everyone went quiet. Now the suit seems to have been dismissed. Turns out that Lenny Dykstra, I mean, this guy, I don't know if you guys followed the story of him or even followed him. I mean, for Mahoney and I, Lenny Dykstra was a really big deal in baseball when we were growing up. I mean, Lenny Dykstra was one
Phillies,
of the superstars of the game. And there was that whole saga with him losing his house in California, and it had been foreclosed on. And then, if you recall, he went and tried to rob the house that was no longer his. He claimed that he still thought the property was his, but he was stealing everything from, like, the sinks to the faucets to the bolts that hold the door on. Like, if you've ever seen a stripped house that's been foreclosed on, it's really something else. And Lenny Dykstra was trying to do that to his own place. Spent a lot of time in jail. But the thing is that Lenny Dykstra, I guess, has so badly damaged his own reputation that it's legally impossible to libel him. Isn't that something?
And by libel, you mean say crazy stuff that defames his character.
Right, because his character has already been so defamed that there's nothing that you can say that somehow makes you think less of Lenny Dykstra. I mean, what an incredible saga this guy has lived. And Jason Derulo, you guys know who Jason Derulo is, right?
Jason Derulo, the guy
who loves to post really scantily clad photos of him wearing real tight shorts.
Yeah, they actually photoshopped it
to make it smaller. Actually,
Of course they leaked that. Of course, sure. Just like I photoshopped my waist to look bigger. Uh huh. Yeah. Cool.
I just want to be more relatable. So I have a fat filter on myself right now. So that way, everyone that sees me doesn't feel so intimidated by my giant junk. Yeah.
Well, so Jason Derulo,
he was doing a TikTok video. And have you guys seen those things where people like eat a husk of corn, like corn on the cob, of a drill?
Mm-hmm. So it's been
the drill. Yeah. Well, he knocked
out. I saw the girl
who
got her hair caught in it. That was my favorite.
Oh, so bad.
Maybe until this one, he knocked out his two front teeth.
Yeah. Hey, have y'all seen this? I've always wanted to try life hack.
And then he's showing the fact that he has no two front teeth. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think he's knocked him out before by accident, and like this definitely, like they're just loose.
Yeah. They just go flying. Uh-huh.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So sex during the lockdown with someone outside of your household is illegal in the United Kingdom. At 11:30 a.m. on Monday, a change to the law was introduced that bans two people from different households in England from gathering at an indoor private place during the coronavirus lockdown. I mean, we're hearing about all these stories around the world where the restrictions are being lifted. I don't know if that's just not the case over in the UK or what, but the idea that you're going to get fined if you go to hook up with somebody and it's two individuals that, I mean, that seems a little invasive, doesn't it? Like, get out of my business, man.
How do you prove that? Like, I mean, what are they gonna like watch your bedroom? Like, I mean, I get it, you know, the UK has always been called a nanny state, but this is, I mean, I get that you want to prevent the spread, but if you've been quarantining for 14 days and I've been quarantining for 14 days and we haven't have shown any signs, like, we should be able to get it on if we want. Like, the government doesn't have a place in that. That's crazy.
Yeah. The amended bill said no person without reasonable excuse can stay overnight at another place where the other person is living, and the adult relations is not considered a reasonable excuse.
Hold on. They say overnight. So I come over. We can see what happens, and then I can go home.
So I can just call you and say,
this is
I can't
a, this
control
is, this,
my horny level.
This is a
can't control my horny level.
This is a member of parliament over there in the UK who's got a side chick who wants him to stay. Yeah. Which he's like, we can't. This is how laws like this come about. He's like, sorry, baby, we can't. I can't stay here. I got to go back home.
It's against the law. Yeah.
That's it.
You know what? There are some women who don't want the cuddling either. So, like, this could be good. This could be good for everyone.
So thieves have dug a tunnel to get into a liquor store in South Africa. It was a rather bizarre fashion that they tunneled through a solid concrete floor in order to gain access. The robbery took place when the shop was closed because of the lockdown and alcohol sale was prohibited, which I imagine that if alcohol sale had been prohibited in parts of the United States as well, we all sort of seen similar things. The thieves made off with whiskey, brandy, gin, cider, vodka, and beer. Estimated value $17,000 worth of inventory.
So they
really got a lot of booze out of that one. And finally,
it would have been easier just to throw a brick, right? I mean, I appreciate your ingenuity, but
who has time or the energy to tunnel anywhere?
Did you hire El Chapo's crew who got him out of that prison in Mexico? Right. Like, was there a motorbike down there that took you to
the Green Mile?
Also, how are we not already talking about the movie of that? I mean, that's one of the craziest stories in modern times that we've heard about, you know, them burrowing through underground. They had this whole, if you know what we're talking about, they had this tunnel built from outside of the prison all the way underground to directly to his cell, up to his cell, and some of the guards were in on it, which is why, you know, some of the noise didn't get noticed. But what was amazing is that once he crawled through the drain in his shower, essentially, to get into this tunnel, there was a motorcycle that was built onto a train track where he got on it, accelerated, then it took off and disappeared into the night. But the fact that happened, and there's not a movie about that, but Tiger King airs on Netflix, and 8 hours later, Nicolas Cage is like, "I'm in." But you know, like, where's the El Chapo movie, man? We need some progress on.
Probably coming to Narcos. It's probably coming. Yeah. It's going to be another new season of Narcos.
Oh yeah,
it's got to be. And finally, a man dies after being attacked by cows. Not something that you normally hear. A man is said to have died after being attacked by a herd of cows. The man was out for a walk with his wife on Saturday. They say that the emergency services were called, but the 82-year-old man didn't make it, and his wife had to be taken by an air ambulance to the Lancaster Royal Infirmary. But the fact that a pack of angry cows is how you find your end? That's not the way I want to go.
Really? I feel like that's at least a good story. It's rather than just like he had a heart attack in the middle of the night. I'd much rather be trampled by a herd of heifers.
No, Mahoney.
Get back for all those burgers he's eating.
Did you say no or moo? I couldn't understand which one it was.
I said moo first, and then no, I said moo. No.
You think that's what you do if you're getting killed by cows? You're like, no.
So it sounds like in slow-mo.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.